Welcome back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now, building good relationships at work can have a huge impact on how much you actually enjoy your job. And if you have a solid relationship with your team, you'll be excited to go to work every day. You'll love the feeling of efficiency that comes with great teamwork. And we talk about that today, building good relationships at work. And my guest is Nazia Salih. She is an emotional healing therapist, transformational and mindset coach. Sister Nazia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu and jazakallah for having me.
Always a pleasure. So tell us more about the importance of good work relationships. That's just, I mean, I just touched the tip of the iceberg. I've just touched the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure there's much more to having good work relationships.
Yes, definitely there is. And the most important thing to understand is that, you know, if we understand that the quality of our life is dependent on the quality of our relationships, then we must also understand that having good work relationships is just as essential. Because, you know, on average, if a person is working from 9 to 5 daily, it's about plus minus 40 hours a week. So that's a long time to spend with people at work. So, so if you're going to build a good working relationship, then inshallah, we're going to have a happier work environment. It's going to improve trust and engagement. And ultimately also, you're going to feel more happier and more productive with your positive relationship. It's going to make your job more enjoyable and productive.
Mm-hmm. So how do we go about formulating these good relations? Because, you know, sometimes, obviously, we all have different characters, we all have different personalities, and sometimes they clash.
Yes, no, definitely. You know, so I think first and foremost, like you just mentioned, like because we have different personalities and we might clash, I think getting to understand your colleagues makes a big difference. So understanding, you know, what how they are and maybe what their boundaries are. Also formulating trust with your colleagues plays an important role as well to formulate the relationship, because you can't build healthy relationships without trust. And having open, good, effective communication will definitely help, because in that way then you will get to understand that person, and it can maybe also, there won't be so many misunderstandings and things that can just destroy the relationship. But in that way, you formulate better relationships when you have open communication as well.
Mm-hmm. And loyalty as well, because, I mean, you know, within the work situation, you'll find sometimes that there's one person, more than one sometimes, where they'll be talking to one person about another person, and then within a team, and that can, you know, totally disintegrate a team when it comes to working. Does it create mistrust, as you said, you know, something important, it also then brings about this inability for the team to actually work together in harmony.
Yes, no, definitely. Loyalty is a must. That also is very important to formulate. So having that loyalty in your team as well. And like staying away from, you know, things like office gossips and things like that, that's just going to create a nasty relationship and a toxic environment in the work as well.
Yes, absolutely. So what are the things to look out for when, you know, trying to maintain a good working relationship with your colleagues at work?
What are things to look out for? So, you know, firstly and foremost, I think we must understand that to maintain good work relationships, it takes time and to mature. So, to be consistent and be dependable. So I think it's important to look out for to maintain good relationships is to find common ground with those that you're working with or those in your team, as you know, and become try to get to know the person on a personal level, and find what their interests are. So in that way, when you look out for these things, then it's going to maintain the relationship, because it's going to build a sort of connection, you know, with them. Especially also when you have that common ground as well. And also, get to know your colleagues as well. If they're coming to you, be somebody who is dependable, where you can if you see a colleague, maybe they need help or they need somebody to listen to, be that person. You know, in that way also you're going to build the trust and you're going to build, maintain that relationship, because you're somebody who is willing to listen to them, who is supporting them. And also, I think also very importantly is that to become aware of, you know, where they draw the line when it comes to boundaries and things like that. So in that way, when you understand what their boundaries are, that at the same time, then respecting it as well, then that's going to help to maintain, you know, a relationship when we look out for these things and become aware of all of this as well.
Yes, I think it's important that we get to know one another, because, I mean, in South Africa itself, we come from so many different diverse backgrounds. And we've also got the, you know, the added issue of apartheid having kept us apart for so long. Getting to know one another, for some people it's easy, for the younger generation it seems to be easy, but for the older generation, they've had to cross many hurdles in order for them to put their, you know, they I would say their sort of apartheid perceptions behind them in order to make sure that their relationships are good. Because we've got all these, you know, sort of like in notions about people that have been placed into our minds, and we've grown up with that mindset, and it's difficult to break that. So getting to know one another, one another's cultures, is important.
Yes, definitely. So, and being genuinely interested in them definitely will make a big difference in having a good working relationship. And actually, it can be also like, you know, so it's interesting, and also it will then make it so much, like, I suppose you can use the word as like fun, you know, to be and to be interested in other people as well. We have, like you're saying, because we're in South Africa, we're so diverse. So it actually, it's quite interesting and fun as well, you know, to be in such environments with different people and getting to know them.
I think the big question happens that we would want to ask then is, what happens when you don't or you can't make relationships work at work? You know, you may have that one person who is always grumpy, always, you know, fighting with everybody, always looking for an argument, always trying to stir the pot. And so how do you deal with that person? Is it just being civil to them and maybe keeping them at arm's length, as we are taught as Muslims?
You know, yes, like, so if there's just that one person, you know, in your team or maybe whatever you're working with, yes, then I feel like if you've tried whatever you can, then I suppose maybe just like you're saying, being civil with that person and just respecting them. So you don't, you know, you don't have to be have that like closeness or connection, especially if for a better word to say, maybe toxic in that environment or that team. But also at the same time, maybe also have boundaries with that person to say, like if they're going to cross the line, to say that, you know, and communicate with them to say that this is what I don't like, and you know, if we can't make this work, then we can just maybe just be like civil with one another. That we can do. However, if you're having a very big problem at work where you can't have good relationship with anyone, or it's just not working out, then that sort of can create a lot of unhappiness, and actually it can filter out into other areas of your life as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I suppose then you need to also stop and ask yourself, am I the common denominator, or is it, you know, other people within, maybe with differences? All right, yeah, that's something that we could talk about as well. But shukran for your time, much appreciated. Time goes so quickly, I didn't realize we've only got 3 minutes. But shukran, we do appreciate you making time for us this afternoon.